This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. We've got a lot of things going on, of course, up here in Northern California. More devastating fires, but as many as 1,000 people missing right now, unaccounted for. That's some of the reports that we have. And we're going to try and update some of those reports during this hour. We're waiting for some special delivery information. And SDI, we call it, special delivery information, SDI. And we're going to find out what happens. There's sunlight has risen. Of course, phone calls coming in right now. I can't answer those. You want to call back in about an hour? Yeah. Anyway. Just things are happening. Anyway, we are monitoring the situation, of course, up there. It's what's now known as the campfire. A lot of people are missing. well over 1,000 buildings, as many as 2,000 buildings, actually, is what we hear. Structures have been lost out of Paradise, California. And then again, we have another 20,000 that are threatened in the area. And right now, the fire is, there's been evacuations in Chico, California. And as we were reporting last night from there, that you can see up on YouTube right now. We have a report that's up there. This has been a fire that has been quite devastating, and it's encroaching upon even Chico, California. So this is a fast-moving fire, but it's a westerly wind fire. In other words, the fire was coming from the east to the west, which is totally unusual, but it's the same fire pattern, a wind pattern that we had last year during the Sonoma fire in Santa Rosa. Remember that? When all these different fires broke out at one time? Well, this fire is very mysteriously broke out, too. No one knows the cause. They were quite clear about that in the press conference last night. As I was monitoring the press conference, Sheriff Corey Honey, the hero of the Oroville Dam emergency evacuation, ordered the evacuation of the towns very early in the morning, yesterday morning, as the fire started to bluster. The failure of Pacific Gas and Electric to shut off, that they hyped everybody and said, we're going to be shutting off the electricity in your area if there's high winds because we're concerned about fire. And they went through these rolling blackouts. You may have heard about this in Northern California. Just kind of like what they're doing in South Africa, right, where they're shutting off the power in different areas. Mm-hmm. In Venezuela and other underdeveloped countries, it's kind of one of these Agenda 21 thing where they try and push people off the land. As people around here in Northern California, because they get the Agenda 21 thing, they're saying, I think they're trying to train us for something. Well, here's the problem. When they knew that they had high winds, they didn't turn off the power. Once the fire was started, they did turn off the power. There were no warnings about the fire to anybody in a general sense. To evacuate? No warnings. People were trapped in their homes, trapped in their cars. Some people I interviewed, people associated with New California, told me that they got out barely with their lives from their homes. We're missing people from our New California movement up in the Butte County Paradise area, and we're on the lookout for them. And I know actor James Wood has joined forces with Twitter and other groups to try and locate as many people as possible. He's on it, and other people also, because this is a devastating fire. It could be a large loss of life. Yet it's not really being reported out there. Oh, no. No, not really. And, of course, the stellar, newly minted governor of California, to elect, I guess he was elected. No voter fraud here in California, by the way. California voter rules are absolutely impeccable. I have it on good words with Javier Becerra and Alex Padilla. You know, there's nothing wrong with the voting out here in California. It's perfect. It's pristine. In fact, it's so perfect that 90 minutes before the election is even over and the polls have closed, they're announcing with Fox News in coordination, of course, all the election results of California. I don't know how that works. John Cox was conceding before 8 o'clock. You tell me. And listen, in the polling places of California, they were packing up the ballots to be counted, but no ballots had been counted before 8 o'clock. Yet they knew the election results. I know, it's prognostication. Really. Even though the minutes after the election they were showing returns and numbers counted, something wrong with the picture, huh? It's called election fraud on a massive scale. And now, of course, we're seeing it play out in your face in Arizona, and in your face in Broward County, Florida. What could possibly go wrong in Broward County, Florida? So you have, listen, you've got that most dependable, corrupt sheriff by the name. Did I say corrupt? I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. The coward and corrupt sheriff called Scott Israel. You know, the guy who's famous for pulling off his officers away from the Parkland School? Stoneman Douglas, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Remember that? Told his officers to stand down while the shooter was murdering kids. You know, I don't know. We're suspicious around here with our tinfoil hat on. That was Broward County. Oh, and by it gets worse. Broward County, home of who? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. No, Debbie Wasserman. That's her home. That's where she's from. Nothing could. What could possibly go wrong in Broward County? The home of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And, you know, her companion out here in California, Javier Becerra, the attorney general, who was also in Congress with her at the same time. And, you know, you just cannot make this up, what I'm telling you. Here's Javier Becerra, who's the attorney general of California, who, by the way, said he didn't qualify to be even the appointed California attorney general when he was appointed. He hadn't been on the bar for 5 years. And that's a qualifier. But hey, who cares about the laws? We're lawless California. So here's Javier Becerra, and who does he hire when he gets into Congress in 2004? Shocking! He hires the Owen brothers for IT services for the House. Oh, no, those guys. Yeah, right. Those guys, the Owen brothers, who set up the espionage ring in the House. And we're uploading information from all the different agencies and putting them on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's computer and then also on Javier Becerra's computer. And all that stuff was being downloaded to various countries like Pakistan. Yeah. Broward County and Javier Becerra in California. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And listen, vote. You might as well start voting now for the next election. Get your ballots counted.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention. Actually, I'm more engaged than ever before. I'm enthralled at what the events are that are going on. And you should be, too. I mean, really. We're watching it unfold. I think the trap is haunting. I do. Laura Ingraham, Dems would rather cheat than admit defeat. Ah. Ballot battle brewing. New votes turn up. In mystery truck deliveries. I'm shocked to see this. Absolutely. Abandoned boxes as Florida rocked by fraud charges. Scandalous. Scandalous, I say. Let's see. President Trump's asylum order leaves caravan migrants with difficult choices. I'm still going to stick on the... I hate to tell you. I'm just going to stick on the voter fraud thing. And I know it's twisting in the wind, but, you know, something needs to happen, right? And again, more wildfires in Ventura County. We're going to get it probably into that one. I don't know if I'll get to it today, but we're still kind of seriously into what's going on. We're trying to track some people down. I cannot imagine losing some of my friends, but... touches really close when your people you've been working with over the last, 6 months to a year might be dead. Just, I guess the gravity's hitting me right now. And we got these ass clowns and voter fraud. I'm sorry, it's bitterness. Nah, no bitterness. No, there's not. It's a trap. Laura Ingraham. I've warmed up to Laura Ingraham. I got to tell you, I'm going to have a full admission. And before we have her, I'm going to play a little clip. I have not always been a fan of Laura Ingraham. In fact, I have not been a fan of Laura Ingraham. Admittedly so. She's just in the business. I'm just telling you. She's probably not, I'm not a fan of hers, I'm sure. I was a bigger fan on radio than I was on TV in Fox News, and very grumpy attitude. I'd turn her off. I just did. But for some reason, she says she's been doing the right things, and I'm going to tell her straight up, and I'll tell you she's doing an outstanding job. So you see, I can be had when I dislike or don't care for somebody. I can be had when they're doing what I think is admirable work. And I'll call it out, I'll tell you like it is. If God forbid, Debbie Wasserman Schultz changes her mind, all of a sudden she's being honest and upfront, and I'll tell you. I'll be fair. Some of the other people that we deal with, and I'll reserve names for that. I haven't even heard this. And I'm just guessing she's saying the right things about voter fraud with the Democrats. I'm not going to play the whole thing, just to be prepared. I'm not going to do that, but I will play a glimpse of it so we can see what she's saying.
Republican Brian Kemp has declared victory, says he will begin his transition to the governor's office today, but don't forget, his opponent, Stacey Abrams, she's not conceding yet.
DeSantis has declared victory. Gillum has conceded, but he has tweeted saying that he wants every vote to count.
Bill Nelson has brought in a high-powered Democratic lawyer from Washington, D.C. to oversee this recount.
Well, in closer, particularly contentious races, Democrats, more so than Republicans, seem to have a problem conceding defeat. Now, it can't be that the other guy won fair and square. It has to be that either the election system broke down or some mystery votes are hiding somewhere or the entire process must be tainted. Well, then there's the other way to explain a tough loss. Well, the voters must be racist.
Donald Trump's instincts were validated in big sections of the country. The incitement strategy, the racial demagoguery, it worked.
Trump's Republican Party is getting increasingly older, increasingly whiter, increasingly rural.
The other thing that could be happening in Florida is the old Bradley effect. I mean, which once affected, lowered the election day vote totals of black candidates. Former LA Mayor Tom Bradley, who kept running for governor, and polls would show that he would win, and somehow on election day he would lose.
That is not true, by the way.
Mired in race. Even after Democrats flipped the House and many minority candidates won from coast to coast, once the results in the Florida's governor's race and in Georgia rolled in, Adam Sewer of The Atlantic published this piece. It was titled, America's Problem Isn't Tribalism, It's Racism.
There you go.
And writing, if Republicans ran on their policy agenda alone, they would be at a disadvantage. So they've turned to a destructive politics of white identity, one that seeks a path to power by deliberately dividing the country along racial and sectarian lines. They portray the nation as the birthright of white, heterosexual Christians. Yeah, Adam, that's what those policies that led to record unemployment for African Americans and Latinos are all about, stoking racial and sectarian ethnic fears. It's absurd. The most despicable use of race in the midterms came from the Trump haters and some Democrats.
Now, I'm not calling Mr. DeSantis a racist. I'm simply saying the racists believe he's a racist.
Sign me up in the category of the people who think he's racist. He has said so many racist things.
When you don't want to talk policy, you call him a racist.
He is a racist pig.
Making overtly bigoted, racist statements, attacking brown people, attacking black people.
When bizarre and suspicious racist robocalls were reported in Florida, remember, Republicans, including Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, immediately and vociferously denounced them, as they should. Back in 2016, the media tried to paint Trump as the one, remember, he wasn't going to be accepting any of the results of the election.
Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Well,
okay?
Well, Hillary responded to that like this.
That's horrifying. You know, every time Donald thinks things are not going in his direction, he claims whatever it is rigged against him. That is not the way our democracy works. He is denigrating. He's talking down our democracy.
Really?
Talking down our democracy. Well, the media echoed Hillary, outraged that Trump would ever challenge the legitimacy of an election won fair and square. But all their faux moral outrage was exposed when Trump actually won in 2016. Suddenly, our sacrosanct representative democracy, it wasn't so sacrosanct after all.
Mr. President, I rise today to discuss legislation I introduced to eliminate the Electoral College and ensure that the candidate who wins the most votes will be elected president.
Babs Boxer.
Yeah, the heck with the way the framers set it up. Let's just dispense with it since we lost. Now, Republicans, even the president, of course, they had their own hang-ups about legitimacy, Obama's birth certificate, which Trump himself focused on. But almost 2 years into the Trump administration, many of the diehards, after all, they're called the resistance, still do not accept the results.
I believe in trying to work with people. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
My personal view is that it was not a legitimate election.
He's our president,
your president.
Angela. I
think that there are lots of questions about its legitimacy, and we don't have a method for contesting that in our system.
No wonder people are losing faith in our democratic system. Listen to those people. Now, according to an Axios survey, just 51% of Americans said they have faith in the country's democracy. A whopping 37%, more than a third, say they've lost faith in it.
Wow. Losing faith in our democracy. Huh? I have a lot of faith in our republic. Not so much in our democracy. Now think about that one. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
We're perusing, oh gosh, catch on board here. I got another new cup of coffee, so I'm pretty excited about that. We're perusing a whole bunch of stuff. Okay, so we got a lot of people who had been videotaping and posting on Twitter about these fires up there, and I'm sure that in Ventura, when we dive into that, and we'll have some reporting on the weekend, and also, so stay tuned to the podcast, and we'll probably post some things up also on Red State Talk Radio about the fires and about the voting and everything else like that. I think that because we have some hours that go up on the weekend, so we'll be posting some of the new refreshed information for you about all that. So stay tuned to Red State Talk Radio and check our play times on the player for when it plays over the weekends. It's 6 to 9 Saturday and Sunday for sure at Pacific time, 9 to 12 East Coast time. And then we do the Encore. I'm not sure what the Encore channel is because it's been shifted around a little bit. Scott's been doing some work on that. Anyway, but we will be bringing you news updates and everything. We're going to be reporting and going to do interviews and things like that about what's happening up there and trying to get into Paradise and see what that looks like. I'm sorry. I just got a brand new pot brewed off. And I shouldn't make apologies for having such good coffee. Yeah, good coffee. Anyway, so this is some of the stuff that we're into, this whole Skyway fire business and stuff that's happening there. Some of the sound effects. This is up there. God, it's just devastating. The fire, just devastating. Anyway, so we're still following that, and like I said, I got some information coming in. We got to suss through it, though. As we get information, we don't just give it to you out over the air raw. We have to do some checking. Go figure. We actually check. Well, because we have to. I think it's just sort of the appropriate thing. So we're not going to put stuff out there that's schlocky, stuff that doesn't count. Okay, I want to get into this whole thing about Costa. Mr. Caustic Costa, as we call him. The guy who, I think it was wrong what he did with the girl, you know, the microphone incident with the president the other day. It was completely wrong about Mr. Costa pushing away the girl. Actually, in my opinion, the terminology of laying hands on her is exactly what he did. He pushed her away. It was a very aggressive push. It was totally inappropriate what he did. And now we're actually getting some stories on wildfires leave Paradise destroyed, forced evacuees. This is, here we go. Finally, Greg Norman, Fox News. I wonder who they had up there on the scene. I didn't see anybody. McDonald's is burned out. You know, got a burn. They're just burned out completely. Unbelievable. Been to that McDonald's many, many, many times right at that intersection there. Many, 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 many times. So they got some good stuff here. Other than seeing homes, supermarkets, businesses, restaurants, schools, and retirement homes engulfed in flames. Many residents who fled their homes didn't get very far very fast as traffic was snarled on gridlock roads leading out of town. To make matters worse, as the flames approached, they sparked explosions and toppled utility poles. Things started exploding, said resident Gina Aviato. People started getting out of their vehicles and running. Yeah, we reported that already. Feather River Hospital was completely destroyed. Unknown number of homes burning. Most of them were in Mobile, says Chico Police Officer John Barker. By the way, I did talk to some Chico Police Department officers last night. I did talk to one that was from out of the area, and he told me that it was just not good. He was pretty shocked, actually. He had a mask hanging down on his he had just, you know, he's dressed in his uniform with a gun and all that, and he was pretty shook up. It says Chico Police Officer John Barker, along with his partner, evacuated several seniors from an apartment complex in the area, and most of them were immobile with walkers or spouses that were bedridden, so we were trying to get additional units to try and come and help us, just taking as many out as we could. He said, describing the community as having a lot of elderly, a lot of immobile people, some low income with no vehicles. Kelly told the AP She called several shelters looking for her husband, 93-year-old grandmother Dorothy Herrera, who was last heard from her husband's 93-year-old grandmother. Thursday morning, Herrera, who lives in Paradise with her 88-year-old husband, Lou Herrera, left a frantic voicemail at around 9:30 saying they needed to get out. This is the stuff that's going on that we're aware of. We never heard from them again, Lee said. We're worried sick. They do have a car, but they are both older and they are can be confused at times. In the midst of the chaos, officials said they could not provide figures on the number of wounded. But County CAL FIRE Chief Darren Reed said at a news conference last night, I heard this, at least two firefighters and multiple residents were injured. The fire in Paradise was reported shortly after daybreak Thursday. By nightfall, it had consumed more than 28 square miles, and firefighters had no comment, no containment. That was a fact. Farther south in Los Angeles region, of course, the Woolsey and Hills fire were whipped up Thursday evening. And anyway, so that's kind of what is happening right now. I'm sorry I drug you back into that. I want to get back into the Costa thing. So Sarah Sanders comes out and revokes Jim Acosta's press pass, which I think should have been done a long time ago, in my opinion. The guy's totally out of line, totally disrespectful. And, you know, listen, I have some animus towards some of the people that I ask questions of in the press conferences, and I think you all know that. But I'm respectful because, you know, that's business. This is business. I need to comport myself in a certain fashion. And Costa has long stopped the comportment with the president and being proper. And, you know, if he was to stand up and ask questions and not be combative and not be opinionated and tell him that he's wrong, see, if I was to go to the DWR people, okay, I would never do this. Say, you're wrong about this. This is that and this is the, okay, that's an argument, not a reporter's question to gain information. And I'm telling him the way he should do it and he's wrong and this is, he's a SOB. I'm just like a cussing out party. You know, I'm not doing that. That's not business. That's not the way you conduct yourself as a reporter. That and especially with the president of the United States, hello. You know, it's all for show and staging, basically. It's for CNN to get ratings. That's really what Jim Acosta's been about, not trying to report the truth. You know, and questioning the information that he has, saying he's wrong, he doesn't know any better. Who gets the reports? You know, like the whole caravan thing, you know, about is there MS-13 or not? I mean, of course there is. We all know that. It's been known. In fact, the reporters are reporting that now because the left is saying, oh, that's not that way at all. Well, of course it is. In these caravans, these people are there. Hello. And now the coyotes. I'm really glad I've been listening to the reports. It's only been Fox News. And they're reporting about the coyotes and about the fees they're now going to charge with the caravans going closer to the border because they're stricter in front. Hello? Nobody else is talking. Oh, Jim Acosta. Oh, they're just miles away. They're hundreds of miles and they're no harm to us. And they're helpless people. BS. These are vicious, violent thugs. See, he doesn't know any better. This is the denial on the East Coast. We always get this. You know, I was telling you about the story about me and the people that would call about in the 90s. Oh, we think we got a gang problem. And they would describe to me what it was. Then they're in Georgia. They're in Jersey. They're in the Carolinas. And saying, well, yeah, you do have a gang problem. Wake up. And then they'd finally say, well, once they got the truth, it was like, no, we don't. You're just out in California. You're too far away from us. You don't know what you're talking about. It'll never affect us. Tell them on Long Island how it's affecting them with MS-13.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. Losing a lot of ground here, but visit our website, a21r.com. We've got the latest information on the stories. We'll be covering this wall-to-wall, of course, during the day, and pay attention. We got a lot of business going on. It's a slamming day here at Agenda 21 Radio, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be putting information up there. We're going to try and do some things about trying to find our own people in Butte County from New California. We're, you know, really heartsick. After the show, we have some meetings and so on. We're going to try and see what we can do to, you know, get some prayers going. And, you know, it's just devastating to be working with these people, being in their homes, and knowing that, with all the work that we've done in Butte County, that their homes are gone and they may be too. That's just a little hard to take. But this is the world we live in now. And, of course, what they're going to do is blame all this on global warming. Yet global warming did not spontaneously start the fire. Global warming did not spontaneously start the fire in Santa Rosa. And God only knows that global warming did not start the fire in what was called the car fire in Redding. No, they were deliberately set fires. And there's no other conclusion you can bring to that. They were deliberately set. Man-made fires from a real man, a real arson, or arsonist. That's not. Listen, we're all on the same football field, and that's just against the rules. That's a red flag. The official just threw up the flags on that one. It's not fair to call it a lie, global warming. This is everything. Look at the frauds going around us. Global warming, the election system, all brought to you by the left, right? By the totalitarians. This is what totalitarianism looks like, guys. This is the face of it. And you're seeing it. And you have one guy, Donald Trump, who's stepping up against it. Hello? But, you know, the problem with these folks is they just don't get it. They just don't get it. The president is much smarter than them. And if they were just to sit there and take a break and look at themselves, they're going to realize that pretty soon that guy who sells all the rope that I talk about, the world's greatest rope salesman, he's got the noose around their necks. They put it around their necks, actually. They did it themselves, right? That's the beauty of this guy, what he's doing. And they don't even get it. Listen, I'm just out on the radio nationally telling you. He's got his noose around your neck, and you put it there. He just gave you the rope. You tied up a nice little noose. Here, let me try it on for size, like a necktie. I guess he's bringing the necktie party to a whole new level, if you know what I mean. And they don't get it. They just don't get it. And then we have the shooting at the borderline. And we have heroes who were saving lives, you know, at the borderline. This is down there, Thousand Oaks. Ventura County. There's a fire down there, too. Wow. Could it? Oh, no. See, the fires are just a distraction away from the election fraud in Arizona, where there's a Senate contestant down there being contested. Then there's Florida with another Senate position being contested. Shocking. And by the way, the provisional ballots, they just keep on coming. Buses, trucks. I shouldn't say buses. Well, I mean, there were buses before. I mean, that whole busing thing was going on. But now they had delivery trucks show up late. We got an election problem here. It's too close. Let's have some more provisional. Order up some of those provisional ballots. Let's count those provisional ballots. And they're pre-marked. How can that be? At the Commonwealth Club a couple years ago, that was a topic of one of the people involved with election fraud in the Palo Alto area, who got up there and admitted, oh, I've got plenty of provisional ballots in the back of my car right now. And they're already pre-marked for Hillary. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have said that in public in front of the video cameras. Maybe Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio might play it back at some future date. Oh, there's no election fraud in California. There's none. Are you kidding me? And we know there's none in Florida. Broward County, what could possibly go wrong there? You've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz control there. And, of course, California, we know Javier Mazzara is here to kind of cover everybody, right? Yeah, we know how it works. So, anyway, that's just my happy little day. I think we're coming up. Oh, my gosh. What is going on with the clock around here? We're running up against the 3 hours. Where does it go? Where does it go? I just, you know, I'm having so much fun enlightening all of my listeners. But we got a lot going on with New California, man. I'm telling you, there are a lot of things happening and I'm not really at liberty to discuss a bunch of stuff. It's like top secret. I'm kind of giddy because it's happening. New California is happening. And it's going to continue to happen. You watch. It's going to continue to happen. But I am absolutely amazed at what I've been seeing by some of the bravery of some of our people and some of the comments. I had some fantastic conversations from some very broken people yesterday, but they're absolutely going to stand strong for a new California because they get what's going on around them, and they're probably more empowered now. This is one of the things that happens under disasters like this. As people step up because they're Americans. This is the forgotten thing. This is the forgotten thing by these people that are the totalitarians and want to destroy the United States. Is we're Americans. We're unique. That's right. We're exceptional Americans, and we always get stronger as a result of disasters like this. Always, always. We step up and rise above it. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. I just see this as an opportunity to set the records all straight after 30, 40 years of totalitarian mindset. Don't you? We should. Because for us, it's a target-rich environment. Some people might call it a turkey shoot.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, in the few minutes that we have here in the campfire, the latest report that we're getting is 70,000 acres, 2,000 structures plus burned, 5% containment, and they're not giving us any numbers yet on the number of dead and missing, other than the statement is that many dead and missing. That's what we're finding out right now. So that is playing out on everything that we're seeing here. This is churches burning. I've got all kinds of stuff going on here. 70,000 have been destroyed by the fast. Okay, this is, there was a ray of hope. Paradise High School was still standing. Everybody was reporting that Paradise High School had burned to the ground. That's not true. Reporters on the ground in Paradise said that there were pockets of saved businesses and homes, but the scene was mostly devastation. I'll be going up there today. So the Honey Run covered bridge in Butte Canyon was also burned. That's just terrible. That's a beautiful, beautiful old wooden bridge across the, you know, enclosed bridge. Reporter Steve Schoner talked to firefighters blocking the run, said the bridge was gone. There had been no confirmed, that was something that built in the 1850s. Said Thursday the sheriff's office received multiple fatalities that officials are trying to verify. Three firefighters were injured and so on. Something not right about it. But our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody involved in all these fires and devastations and disasters. And let's keep an eye on those votes, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans. And remember to go to A21R.com and New California State.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.